The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism. Welcome back, everyone. Our encouragement talk this evening will be offered by Senior Assistant Teacher Reverend Paul Galvin.
Good evening, everyone. I do enjoy showing up just a little bit early to watch us all come in and fill up the Zoom Zendo. All of these faces, all of these Buddhas supporting me and my life. On the first night, David Roshi reminded us that this reality that the Zendo is right here, right where we sit, right where we lay, right where we are. And early on, in those early sits, I had this image of this Zendo just stretching out down to Connecticut, all the way over to Finland, just this this stretching out as far as of the Zendo. And as we began to practice, and as began to hear the Dharma talks and the Dharma dialogues, I realized that the Zendo is the whole world. Containing, holding, supporting each of us. Last night, Michael spoke about this razor edge that we're walking on. And again, at one point in the one of the rounds, I had this image of Weebles. I don't know if folks remember this toy from the 60s or 70s, and maybe they still exist. Again, my mind is an interesting place to be. Don't go in there alone. And these Weebles walking along this this razor edge. And the little slogan was, Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. And this is an encouragement talk. And there's part of me that wants to tell you that you're not going to fall down. That these people are Weebles as far as on the screen. But I can't say that. I have this this book on my shelf by a Vermont poet, and I it's a collection of interviews, and I love the title. It is "I Would Lie to You If I Could, But I Can't," and in truth, you don't want me to. You don't want me to. Melissa Roshi has already pointed out to us that. Sometimes we collapse. Sometimes we do fall. In this, in a very real way, this is what we're doing here in this sesshin, noticing the collapsing, the running, whether literally or figuratively, the standing. This is what we're doing. Sometimes this is pointed out to us 12 minutes before this sit. I not making this up. My wife sticks her head into my Zendo and she says, "I think the boiler's not working. We don't have any hot water." Boom. You know, collapse just before coming in to offer this encouragement talk. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with the boiler. But I do know the boiler will be looked at, and that's okay. Believe it or not, this idea of falling is good news. It may not seem like good news, but this is good news. And you don't have to seek it out, by the way. I didn't sabotage my own boiler to get me stirred up here this evening. It arrives. And this is where I think I really appreciate, and I don't recall who Bob Sensei had offered this to in the Dharma Dialogue, but he had pointed out, part of this work here is we're opening to intimacy. Just as David Roshi had said, never promised feeling good, just feeling. and this is what is offered. And this is good news. This is our good news. This ability to wake up, this ability to be with our life in whatever shape or form that it takes. This is the Dharma, this living Dharma, boilers broken. What a teaching, what a teaching. Whatever is showing up here, odd test results, anniversaries of loved ones who have passed away. All of these are teaching us. And I think this is why it is so supportive for me to see this whole world as the Zendo, to see all of your faces arriving and to expand that to this whole world. In this whole world Zendo, I have this whole world Sangha. I'm here. You're here. And let me turn that around. You are in this whole world, Zendo. You are receiving this teaching, and you're not alone. We are doing this work, this so essential, vital, critical work of showing up, of waking up in our lives. Waking up to the fact that in this whole world Zendo, supported by this whole world Sangha, that we are living the life of Buddha. Thank you.